Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Carly, Daytime After Dog. I will be with you for the next hour and 29 minutes talking about primetime, daytime, soaps, heartbreak, love, lost, everything. There is so much going on in the soap world this week that isn't funny. You know, for 1 second today, I thought it was funny, but when I looked at it, I thought, well, wait, no, now, not with everything that happening on General Hospital, Young and the Restless, the rumors about one of my Philip being canceled, the reports on all my children. You know, we knew they were going to L.A., but, you know, why is the reason I have a phone call? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Britt. Everyone, this is Brittany, my co-host, and did you hear me the whole time?
No, just the last couple of seconds.
Okay. Well, that means we are on. So, like I was saying in the introduction, we have so much to cover tonight. It isn't funny in the world of daytime and in the world of prime time, in the world of everything. It's been the craziest week I've ever seen in daytime, probably in the last 10 years in 1 week.
Yeah, one of them anyways.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, is there any venting you want to get out right now, Britt?
well, everyone knows. Well, I don't say everyone knows, but...
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello? 773, are you on the air?
This is Cyber. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hi, Cyber. Oh, I am so glad you called in.
I want to.
This is my friend and my co-host, Brittany.
Hi.
And so we are really glad you called in.
I know I called in kind of early, so you want me just to hang on just for a moment and let you get started, and then
no.
I'll talk later?
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, we are just talking mainly about the filings and the craziness that is going on in daytime right now, because I don't know if you have caught up, but there's a lot of things going on.
A lot of things going on, Carly. A whole lot.
I am
still in a state of shock that Jonathan is coming back. I am in a state of shock that I just read. In fact, I was going somewhere, and I just read that Eric Braeden might not come back. And there's another one.
Yeah.
From One Life to Live.
You mean Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless, but there's somebody else I just saw, I thought.
Oh, yeah, One Life to Live, oh, my God, his name.
John Brotherton.
Yeah, John Brotherton just got fired.
And Thorsten Kay isn't coming back to All My Children.
Yeah, so...
That's what I read.
Yeah, this is everything we are covering tonight.
Okay.
And, of course, I want you on the air, too, because I feel like you have so much knowledge and, you know, being really in the, you know, Laidlaw & Finley website, you know, I feel like if we get kicked in the stomach one more time with this BS, I hope you can say BS on here, I'm going to scream because none of it is very fair. I mean, Jonathan is not coming back from where I was, too, for the longest time. I mean, he's only coming back for a small moment, like a small window of six months.
Yeah, I think they said 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
because there's a movie coming out next
but
year.
You know, so you know what that is showing me right there? is either they are going to finish this lucky story and, you know, with this Cassidine Spencer role, that I bet you Lucky's going to end up dead or presumed dead.
And not again.
I would love, well, you guys both know how I really feel about Lucky, but if he's only staying 6 months, and I do not believe the reports that he's coming back to get Rebecca Hurst off the campus. I don't think Rebecca Hurst is leaving Zenner Hospital. Have you heard anything on this, Cybele?
I have heard, I've read a lot of rumors and innuendos. What I can say is this. I am hoping for some Elizabeth and Lucky scenes. They were phenomenal together. They were a super couple. They were a true super couple. They weren't manipulated. They weren't orchestrated.
No,
they
just weren't.
Stood up in the front of the camera, back in the day basics, and just acted. And I've read some horrible things about Jonathan be tested? Jonathan Jackson be tested for a couple? He's got, I think he won 3 Emmys. I think so, or was he nominated 3 times? But I know he's done like 13 films. And he's got to be tested for a couple on a soap opera. I don't think so. Yeah. They say he has to be tested to see who he has chemistry with. I'm going, hello? Knock, knock, who's home? I mean, I know that there's a lot of young girls who don't really know him. You know, they may have seen clips, but he's very mesmerizing on the
screen. Well, yeah.
Very charismatic guy.
Yeah.
He puts you in the mind of a Johnny Depp type, that intensity, you know, that Sean Penn kind of thing. He's got that going. And he doesn't need to be tested. Wait a minute. And if he takes off his shirt, how will he look in a love scene? I go, hello, acting has gone out the window now.
Yeah, well, yeah. Before I forget, the number to call in, people, is 347-850-8721. So feel free to call in and vent. Just tell us that you want Bob Gusev fired. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Kind of throwing that out there, huh?
You know what, it's not that I hate Jonathan Jackson or anything. I'm just never fell in love with a Lucky character ever. I mean, I wasn't the Liz and Lucky fan club. I mean, but when she got with Steve, and that chemistry, it just blew me away, and it still blows me away today. And I'm thinking, okay, if Jonathan comes back, and if, you know, and I put rumors, he's not coming back for Elizabeth. He's coming back mainly to work for Luke.
Yeah.
So, you know, so all of this, people are freaking out. I don't think people really need to freak out. I think, you know, Liaison is coming. I think we are finally going to get our Jason and Elizabeth back. Okay, it might be December or January, but I think pretty much because basically I think with the Cassidine and Spencer feud, I think, yeah, it's going to be big. Okay, it might be humongous. But I think they are going in the direction of killing Lucky off if he's only staying 6 months. And I don't want to see another presumed death on the show, but in my mind, how else are they going to do it? I mean, and, you know, did Greg Vaughn know he was leaving this whole time? Or did he just make this decision? I mean, because, you know, remember when he tweeted, Facebook, that he was here to stay in July, and now he had to backtrack that.
Well, I have always liked Greg Vaughn. I think he's the handsomest guy on the show. Without a doubt, he is. He's drop-dead gorgeous, and I've been told in person he's just unbelievably handsome. But they wouldn't write for Lucky. That was the only problem for me. They never wrote Lucky like I envisioned him. And,
no, I mean, when you have look, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you have Look and Lois' son, you don't have someone who's going to be a cop. That was something I didn't buy into because, you know, it was like, okay, you are making him the opposite of Luke. And when Lucky was growing up, he was so close with his dad. And I just never envisioned a cop for Lucky's character.
And also, Lucky was a computer geek. He was
yeah.
the Spinelli back in the day. So when they had him, like, all thumbs with the computer with Elizabeth doing the taxes, I was going, hello, is somebody home? Because Lucky used to, I
oh,
think he used to carry
right.
a computer around. He was like
that's
the computer
right.
geek. And I was like, where did this come from? I mean, it's certain little things like this that if I can catch it, and you got a team of writers and a writer of continuity, you should be able to catch this. I mean, because I forget a lot of stuff.
Oh, well,
but that just
I mean,
struck me.
Okay, yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, I mean, it's almost like they forgot, you know, with this whole, you know, Alexis, this is for General Hospital Point, you know, Alexis is always going off on Carly about, oh, you such a bad mom. You know, how could you stay with Sunny all those years, blah, blah, blah. And then when she did the deed with Sunny, it was just like, you know, she almost wanted everyone to feel sorry for her in the respect of it. And then when she had that affair with the male, it was like, okay, Alexis, you are not perfect either. And so please don't try to be. I'm not putting down Alexis. I'm just putting down that when they write for a character, they don't always stick with how that character acts.
I was looking, I was hurrying and looking at some clips before I came to the show because I hadn't seen the show in a while because I've been so busy, but I did see the Spixie scenes and Maxie scenes, and I did see Carly and Jason scenes when they went for the walk. I haven't seen today, but I have been remiss in watching the show because I've been so busy. But what are y'all take on the show? I'm just going to kind of listen in on you guys because
okay, yeah. My take is, you know, I know there's a lot of fans out there that probably wants to dump me for saying this. But, you know, I do want Jason and Liz back together. I love the Liaison Family, you know, website. I love everything. My whole thing is I try to ban GH for my life, and that's like I cannot breathe. I mean, I have to know what's going on that soap. Good or bad, evil, whatever. I just want to know what's going on. Okay, it might be bad. It might be Titanic going down, but I might as well go down with it. And I don't mind, you know, the mob doesn't bother me. I mean, they don't.
I like
have
the mob, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
I just don't like it overpowering the show. But I'm
yeah.
a mob aficionado. I
yeah,
love
okay.
mob. I'm reading a mob story now. It's one of the books that I'm. And I reread a lot of Mario Puzo's stuff.
Okay,
I just reread Omeretta, and I'm about to reread one of The Godfather and The Sicilian. So I love mob. I live in a mob town.
Well,
I live in Chicago. You know.
Well,
so, you know, I don't have a problem with the mob, but I like it written well.
Well,
but
yeah,
I'm going to listen in because I know that you know I'm shy.
Oh, come on, hon.
Yes, I am. And so
I'll
call back later. Okay?
Okay. Well, okay, but
you want me
you
to?
Don't, yeah, but you don't have to. You're our only caller right now.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be me and Britt.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is about what you were saying about the mob, you know, Claudia is leaving, and why Havella kind of jumped up and down, because if I was writing Claudia leaving to go bye-bye, I would want Carly to get one really good whack in her, just because I'm a Carly fan, and I just would love this Carly being the crap out of her for what she did to Michael. But then I want Jason to kill Claudia, and I don't want Jason to go jail for killing Claudia, but if anyone gets to kill Claudia, I believe it should be Jason, and I think it should be like a free pass. I mean, if they are going to, I mean, I think Claudia is leaving the show. I don't think they are going to invite her to come back. What does everyone think? Does anyone see Sarah Brown coming back again?
I don't know. They would have to do some serious convincing and seriously change the direction of her character, probably, to convince her to come back, in my opinion, because I know that she wasn't happy with the fact that her character had gotten really, really dark and it kind of crossed the line in her eyes with, you know, what happened with Michael and vowing revenge on the kids.
Oh, hold on. We have a caller, 904. Hello?
Oh, that's me. You want me to hang up?
No. No, it's one says 773 and one says...
Mine is 773.
But the area code is 904.
All right, that's another caller, I guess. So I'll hang up and I'll call back.
Okay.
All righty, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you on the air? Hello? Hello?
Allison, Alley Cat.
Oh, my God. Hi, Allison. Oh, my God.
How are
you? Good. I'm so glad you called in. So, you heard
about tonight?
Everything, Young and the Restless being canceled. I mean, not being canceled. Victor Newman.
Victor Newman. It's time for him to die anyway. Hallelujah.
Oh, my. Okay.
I'm just too mean. Jack can be the bad guy. Victor's just too mean now.
So you guys are in favor of him leaving the show and not being on there anymore? Both of you all?
I'm in favor of him going away for a little while, that's for sure. He should go to jail.
Well, you know what? This whole thing with Mary Jane, it's like he caused it all. I mean, not all of it, but you know what I mean. Like, he kind of made her more psycho in a way for Zach. And my take on it is he has never paid for any of his crimes.
Exactly. And that's why, you know what? He can take a year off, go spend time with his family, the actor, of course. And Victor can go to jail because this latest thing is way beyond what he's ever done in the past.
Way beyond. I totally agree with you. Because he has never, done any, well, he's done a lot of crap. Before,
he never paid for his crime. And the issue here is he's never paid for his crimes, but now it's cost people lives. And today when Jack said, go ahead and give Colleen Victor's heart, I was screaming, no, absolutely not. Just let him go. I mean, Brad would be rolling over in his grave that they are giving Colleen's heart to Victor.
Hey, Britt, have you checked on the sad room in the last couple of minutes?
No, I didn't even go in.
Well, I just went in there, and it's only me so far. So
I'm
I just I just remember.
Okay. I can't get it to load on my computer.
Oh, that's fine. I just, you know, was just asking because it just dawned on me about it. But there's no one in there yet, so I loaded the thing, and I will look every couple of minutes. But, yeah, I haven't watched Young and the Restless yet for this week, but I just can't believe what they are doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, was it really necessary to kill Colleen off? I mean...
I know. Couldn't she just leave again? Couldn't she just go away somewhere and not come back until they decide to bring her back?
That's what I'm wondering, because it's like, you know, the whole daytime thing right now is crazy. It's been like the craziest week for daytime. So what other soaps did you watch? Did you just watch Ryan Arlo? Did you watch any other
soap? I'm watching General Hospital right now. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get started on that.
Okay. Let me ask you, okay, are you a Jason and Sam fan or a Jason and Liz fan?
Well, I'm a liaison fan.
Okay.
But I'm a
General
Hospital fan first.
No, I was just curious. I always like to scope people out with that question in the, like, the first 3 seconds asking them. I don't know why I ask that. I'm always just curious. But no, I think General Hospital right now is really good. I mean,
it's gotten so much better. You know, here's what I've noticed. From the Metro Court hostage situation until about between February and April of this year, the writing was just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you had very little really good stuff amongst a whole lot of really bad stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't blame it on the scab writers. You can't blame it. It was just the writing itself. It was spotty. It was erratic. It was a lot of drop storylines. And it wasn't any one fan base situation or what have you. It was just really bad writing. I mean, case in point, they killed off Emily to bring her fake back, and then within 2 months, she was Emily again. I mean,
she's
not Emily, she's Rebecca, but try to find anybody that doesn't know any different and say, oh, that's somebody else, not Emily? Wait, what happened here? And I don't know. You know, there's so many theories on the daytime genre, and certainly we realize that the daytime genre is going to go away if they don't get it right, but the writing is what has to be key first. The writing, good acting, good production.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Guiding Light went away because they went to handheld cameras, and it was just spotty and bouncy and bad. It wasn't the writing. It wasn't the acting. It was the production and the fact that they just stopped putting money into it. General Hospital, ABC is putting money into it, but if they don't get their writers on board, it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
But lately... Now, I'm a liaison fan. I'm a total Jason and Liz fan.
Okay.
So, I'm not thrilled with J-Sam, but the writing has gotten so much better across the board that I will watch it. I will absolutely watch it day in and day out. I'll watch it on Sunday on SoapNet and every night during the week because it has gotten better. The production is excellent quality. And even though my couple's not together, the writing as a whole on the show has gotten so much better.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, I'm still fighting for Jason and Liz. I won't ever give up. It's my own personal little fight besides having this little radio. So, but you're right about the writing. Lays on finally in the room. Said it was a year before Emily came back as Rebecca. Hi, Smokey. She watches One Life to Live and Young and the Restless and Days. And I'm just repeating what's in the cell room so that, you know, they won't feel left out because I'm a nice little hostess.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, I agree, but I do miss my couple. I mean, but
absolutely.
I don't. I mean, I don't. You know, it's nothing that I have against Kelly Monaco for being Kelly Monaco. It's just, you know, stay away from my Jason and I might be happier with you.
Exactly.
But, okay, so yeah, but just the one thing I don't get, Lucky coming back. That is this.
Yeah,
okay. Well, what are your feelings on that? Because I've never been a Lucky fan my whole entire general hospital days. I would never.
Well,
you know,
I'll be honest with you. I never watched it back when Jonathan Jackson was playing it. I actually never watched it when Jacob Young played it. I just started watching General Hospital in late 2003. Early 2004. So honestly, and here's a kicker. When I first started watching it was when Sam hooked up with Sonny.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then Jason took over, and I fell in love with that story. But then the destruction of Sam, I got it. It was great writing. And she's
yeah.
a great actress. She's great at playing that part. But then how
mm-hmm.
did you go from, I hate you, I will kill you, I just tried to
thank you.
Have,
thank
your,
you.
Have your son kidnapped to, okay, I forgive you and it's all good. And even Liz forgiving her, I was like, what? Wait,
where
does this happen? She was just fine playing the bad person.
And
need that on soaps. If you don't
yeah.
have a bad person, then you don't have a good person to root for. Would you get down.
In this album, Smokey just said, no, I'm sorry, Layton Fondly just said that Daytime Confidential just reported that Sarah Brown is going to B&B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She Twittered that tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just didn't want to, like, say something and have a
false. Their nurse is there, and both of them are excellent actors. I don't know what General Hospital's thinking.
I could say what they are thinking, but it would be a bad word coming out of my mouth. And, you know, the number to call in is 347-850-8721, and we want to hear what you... Anyone has to say about the Z8, Young and the Restless, the One Life to Live filing? I mean, come on, you guys, let's stop filing good people. I mean, I don't get why some people who are really good get fired and the bad people never get fired.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier about the whole Lucky situation, and Greg Vaughn, I don't care how politically correct he is. Something was not right with that. He really did whatever he could with whatever he was given, and we all have to admit that he was not given good stuff. But
yeah.
The man is incredible looking. And he's a decent actor. An Emmy award winning actor, maybe not all the time, no. You know, he's not the greatest actor. He's not of Tony Geary caliber or what have you. But All My Children's coming out to the West Coast, he could pick up a part there. He could.
Yeah.
He could do so much. So much. And I hope that he does. You know, I just really hope that I get to watch him somewhere else at some time, whether it's day or night. Because, you know,
yeah.
I don't like Bold and the Beautiful, but I watch it because Rick Hurst is on there.
Oh, God,
and I watch
yeah.
it, and I watch it because Heather Tom is on there, and I watch it because the guy that played Brad on Young and the Restless, I cannot think of his name.
Oh,
he's
wow.
on there.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. Wait, AMC sucks. Wait. Oh my God, AMC sucks. They might get canceled.
Yeah. Well.
What?
No.
Wait. Okay, if you're gonna freaking move. Okay, you guys didn't hear me say that, okay? If you're going to move to L.A., why spend all that money if there is still talk about you getting canceled to, yeah, okay, that doesn't make sense. And another thing that doesn't make sense, we don't know oh, crap. Oh, I should not say that. If Thurston K and Alyssa Misu are gonna be in LA. Does anyone know that yet?
I don't know. They put out a list today.
Yeah, and on the okay.
I know Thurston K is
okay.
not going.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put that out on the list today. He announced he's not going.
Okay.
But Erica Kane, Susan Lucci, she is going.
Wow.
And you know what? How could she not?
So oh, well, yeah,
not,
how I mean.
She's going to stay living in New York, and ABC Daytime or whoever pays the bills, AMC, ABC, whoever, is going to bend over backward, give her a private jet flight, mansion in Malibu or whatever, so that she'll come out once a month, film about a week's worth of stuff, and then go back home.
Oh, really?
Sure. I mean, I don't know that for sure. Don't quote me on this.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying, I mean, that would be like Young and the Restless leaving and Peter Bergman
yeah.
saying, I don't want to live. All right, hang on. I have to steal this toy from my dog.
Oh, that's fine.
That would be like Peter Bergman or somebody like that leaving Young and the Restless, or Young and the Restless moving and saying, okay, well, we need to keep Jack. Or
yeah.
General Hospital leaving and Sonny saying, or Maurice Bernard going, well, I don't want to move to the East Coast. Okay, well, we'll just fly you out here and wait a minute. Oh, wait. They already do that for Tony Geary.
Oh, they do?
Take a half a year off.
Oh, that's why they
come
do.
Back, do whatever story I want to do, and they do it.
Well,
I mean, you have your certain big stars that they're going to get what they want regardless.
I agree.
I found a list for the actors that are moving to LA for AMC.
Okay, you know I'm gonna be mad if Amanda is not going because I'm an Amanda fan. I like Amanda. Amanda just makes me smile. I don't know why Amanda's character would take, just That coupling, Amanda and Zeke, I really took to. I don't know why I took to, but I really like, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, good. No, I thought my Swiss boat went away. Okay, now it's back. Okay, ha, ha, ha. Corey's not playing with the computer anymore. So what are your thoughts on General Hospital? Are you happy with it completely, or what did you want to see that would be different?
Right now, I'm happy with it. Because, you know what, I'm a liaison fan, but if they just did an about face and put Jason and Liz together right now, I'd be so pissed because it would be horrible writing. How could you explain it?
You know what? That's why I keep telling everyone, have faith, wait a couple of months, and because I believe in my heart that they will be, you know, back together. You know,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
know what.
That's the end game.
You know, yeah, and you know what? No one can convince me otherwise because, you know, in this whole Jonathan Jackson thing, I'm not so stressed about it that I was yesterday because when I heard, oh, he's just coming back for 6 months, I'm like, and then I heard that, oh, he's mainly working with Tony. I'm like, okay. So he's not really coming back for Elizabeth that with all other reports, you know, that I would. I, you know, heard about. I mean, it just...
Did you hear, apparently, and I don't know this for sure, but Rachel Ames is coming back also, which is Graham's.
Oh!
Mom, or Grandma.
Oh, because I thought, I mean, and I put this woman, that she wasn't doing well. Like she was sick, like she was sick for a while. And
well,
so that's why.
Maybe she was and now she's better. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because I thought she was like in her like 80s, so.
She's pretty high up there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
is,
you know, I would never, you know,
she's been
out
on the show since like 1968 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously. I just started reading. Oh, here's something interesting trivia for every General Hospital fan.
Okay.
I just started reading the General Hospital book, and in 1963, a guy named Roy Lansing, yep, was a writer that came in and stole some chick that I don't know her name from Steve Hardy.
What?
Yep.
Okay, did someone forget to ever mention that? I mean, I'm not saying that it was, you know, all relatable, but, oh, my God, that's hilarious.
The guy's name is Roy Lansing. He's a writer, and the girl that was the affections of Steve Hardy ended up with this Roy Lansing, but then ended up not marrying him or anything. It says, here, I've got it right here. The decision to practice, to give his life to practice medicine cost Steve his relationship with Peggy in the fall of 1963 when she left him for a more exciting man, writer Roy Lansing.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that interesting? And Rick Lansing took Steve Hardy's, what would it be, granddaughter or great-granddaughter?
That was his step-granddaughter, I thought.
Yeah, and married her.
Oh, my God.
And what's so horrible about that is, I don't think General Hospital, the new writers, even picked up on that.
Holy
Every
no!
They had the same name.
Oh, okay.
It was never alluded to, and now they're both gone.
Okay. No, but I think it's this, they were talking in the room that, they heard about weights are coming back. The thing is, I hope that the rumor about them killing Edward is not true because I like Edward. I mean, I really, 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 really like Edward. But I just hope he doesn't end up on Soap Heaven's death still.
Well, if the trend keeps happening, he'll end up on As the World Turns.
Oh my God! Yes, I mean that's stunning.
Alan Quartermain plays a mobster on As the World Turns.
What?
So beautiful. His name is Uncle Rudy or something like that, and Stuart Damon took the Steve Burton stone cold glare and made it his own. Oh my God.
Oh, that's cool.
I love it.
You know,
absolutely love it.
Nice. Oh, okay. So, Britt, are you going to do this album? Because I see your name in this album now.
Yeah.
I was just being a little hostess and making sure everyone failed at home and took off their shoes and have a glass of wine and get drunk over the news, all over the news about all everything that's happening in daytime. I mean, I don't think I'm going to like Jonathan coming. I mean, on Maison Finley website, and I saw this promotion for Lucky coming back, and it was almost like Zeno Hospital used all these old clips of Liz when Jake was missing with Jason. They used that clip to re-emerge about Elizabeth looking for Lucky. It was like the weirdest promo that I've ever seen. Have you guys seen this?
No,
oh my gosh, it was weird because you guys all remember when Jake was missing and she woke up in a cold sweat and whatever and ran downstairs and looked opened the door and,
it was a newborn, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It was made by a fan. Oh, whoops. Okay, Zeno Hospital didn't make it.
It wasn't a promo.
Okay, fine. But when I saw that, I guess with me, right now, the fan bases, I don't know if you've experienced it, but I just experienced today. I made one little bad crack, and it wasn't really a crack. I went to Soap Opera Central. Soap Opera Digest or one of those. And they asked a question. How do you feel about Jonathan Jackson coming back? And I wrote, well, to be perfectly honest, I don't care. All I care about is Jason and Liz getting back together. And 5 minutes later, you guys, I have people saying, well, you don't know anything. You don't know common sense. And it wasn't like I was putting...
Everybody has their opinions. And their opinions. It's
They
want to attack your opinion. But
it's like, okay, I'm not saying...
We aren't all liaison of fans.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I was attacking Jason and Sam for my one moment of, saying what I say. You know, I usually don't call people out because I figure that's a bad way to go, but I wasn't doing that this time. I was just saying, I'm not jumping up and down for this one. I think it's a general hospital suicide just because the fact that, you know, Lucky hadn't been like a big leading man. I mean, not in the sense of, you know, Sonny and Jason, and even Rick was, and even, you know, Johnny is, and I'm a Spinelli fan, don't kill me, but Spinelli, sort of a leading man, but I never saw Lucky as a leading man, only when he had that drug storyline with Maxie, and he cheated on Liz.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of bringing Jonathan Jackson back.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Did he win one or two Emmys while he was here? And Tony Geary absolutely loved working with him.
Oh, well, yeah. But it's like he's only coming back for 6 months.
Yeah,
so.
But you know what? A lot of actors have signed on for... Shoot, Bradford Anderson signed on for like 3 or 4 day stint. He was supposed to blow up in that car explosion when they left that one place, but he turned the writers on, the producers on, or whoever on enough, and now what, 3 years later, he's still there. And
well,
in,
I mean,
not lead acting role, but definitely mm-hmm. a predominant role on the GH forum.
Well, yeah,
I mean, for them to sign Jonathan Jackson for 6 months, you know what it is? It's a matter of them wanting to write a story and saying, look, we need you for at least 6 months so that we can write this story and do it justice. And him saying, look, I'm not signing a 3-year contract because I don't know that I want to hang out with you people that long.
Well, yeah. You know,
I'm not sure that this is going to take off as well as you guys think. You might think it's a coup. I might think it's a coup. But the fans might not. So let's sign for 6 months, and we'll go from there.
Well, yeah, and
Sarah Brown
guess...
was supposed to be a 1-year stint.
Oh, okay. Well,
and
I
now
just...
it's 2 years. You know,
well,
I mean,
yeah, I just... I guess when you haven't really been a Lucky fan... It's like, okay, you know.
I've never been a Lucky fan. A Greg Vaughn fan? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah,
Lucky,
I mean.
He's just a tard. He's a retard. I mean,
yeah, I mean.
In the last 3 years, he has been such a retarded character.
Yeah.
How can you love him? But you can love to look at him. I don't
you
know how
yeah.
I'm going to feel about Jonathan Jackson. I don't think he's so hot.
And, you know, and that's,
no,
and that's...
No offense against him. I'm just
no,
saying he's not Greg Vaughn hot-worthy.
Well, and see, I have my own little crushes on soaps, and I'm not going to out myself ever again because I got everyone laughed at when they found out who my little biggest soap crush on, and Brittany knows, and Brittany and never telling anyone. But it's... The thing is, I just thought, you know, if he's only saying 6 months, and if the storyline goes, you know, as bad as I thought in my I thought, oh my God, he's going to come home to die. They are going to, once and for all, kill Lucky. They are going to, like, kill this character.
Yeah, who knows?
You know, I mean, this is the ace. I mean.
Well, they killed Alan Quartermain. They killed Emily. They who knows what's next? I mean, they killed Georgie Jones. Good God, what did she ever do to anybody?
Well, you know what? That's the thing. And you know, the other thing I have a big problem with is Emily is coming back in October or November. And
well, that's what they say.
Okay, that's what they say.
We'll see how that comes.
Yeah. You
know, all the rumors that go around nowadays, when it comes on my TV at 10 p.m.
Well, you know, it's funny because I remember, like I was telling Brittany the other day, like, you remember when we used to just get the soap opera digest every month? Because it came, like, every month. It wasn't every week. It was, like, every month. And there was no...
Spoilers.
Yeah. And you know, this had to watch.
Didn't have internet.
Yeah, and you know what?
Sat on Friday on the edge of our seat, and
yeah.
then threw the remote at the TV and couldn't stand that we had to wait Saturday
yeah.
and Sunday to get the Monday.
Well, I always watched. You know, my mom's like, "Well, if you don't want to watch on Friday, you tape this. Watch this Sunday, then you only have one day." I mean,
exactly.
But the thing is, I hate the spoilers. I don't go and find spoilers because then I get mad. No, I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking, did I read that right? No. Because everything up until this point, I'm having a problem with how in the heck can Jason and Sam have sex like they did when he nearly died. I want someone to sit down and explain that
yeah.
to me. Please, no, I'm waiting for someone. Okay, someone, hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Area code 5210, how can we help you?
Hi, I'm just calling in. I'm your friend on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I have so many. Oh,
I have
Heather.
So many friends. I'm Heather.
Oh my God. I'm... Well, okay.
Are you butt clean? No. Apparently.
No, I'm
sorry.
Heather from Arizona, and you wanted me
yeah.
to call in, so I thought I'd
yes.
call in.
Oh man! Before we forget, Heather has a movie. Like what?
I made a movie for Campus Movie Fest, and if you look up on YouTube, He Said, She Said, and then Campus Movie Fest, it'll be like the first one that pops up. And so right now, it didn't go to regionals, but if it gets a lot of hits on YouTube, then, they'll like look at all the videos and see, you know, what got a lot of hits, and they'll pick that to go to regionals. So I encourage all of you to just kind of go and check it out. It's a pretty good film. It's pretty cute. Go look it up.
I just type in He Said, She Said.
Yeah, type in He Said, She Said, and then Campus Movie Fest. So it's He Said, She Said, Campus Movie Fest. And,
okay.
You know.
You're getting a hit from me right now.
708, you're on the O2. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi, 60. Oh, well, I figured it was you, but, you know,
uh-huh.
I wasn't quite positive, so, oh, my God, we are getting a lot of calls tonight. I like this.
Well, that's
so,
good, because I have to hang up. And
okay.
I will talk to you later. Alley Cat is out. It was so much fun doing this.
Oh, my God, come back next Wednesday night.
I will. Thank you so
okay.
much.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so what have we been talking about with General Hospital? Because I just tuned in about a few minutes ago.
Okay, well, the whole thing with Zonis and Zuxon, I think we have nothing to worry about. I think, Jason and Liz will be fine. I don't think he's coming back for Liz. I think he's coming back for Luke.
That's interesting.
Okay, cool. I need hope. I need my little hope. Okay, is this and everything I've read. I don't think he's coming back to be reunited with her. And you know, I hope I'm wrong because you know, if I'm wrong,
well,
I think
my problem, I guess, is Jonathan Jackson coming back. And I mean, like, I didn't really watch him when he was on. I know he was popular with Elizabeth and stuff like that, but I don't really see the point of him coming back because if suddenly Lucky becomes more exciting, like he, you know, gets involved in the mob, like taking down the mob, like working with Dante, then it's like, you know, Greg Vaughn probably could have done just as good a job, and he's actually kind of better looking. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know, my thing is, so it's, you know, what are they trying to do with that? If they're trying to get Elizabeth off the show so that they can go off together. I mean, that kind of seems kind of ridiculous because I don't think Becky really wants to leave, though I guess she might be, I mean, I have heard that she's been sort of annoyed with the way Elizabeth has been acting lately, I guess, like with her character. Mm-hmm. So I could see where she might want to, you know, leave and be done with it. But I mean, I love Elizabeth too much to really be ready to let her go. I mean, I think it's, you know, so I'd rather see her with Jason, really. I mean, Jason and Sam are okay, I think, as friends, but I can't really, still not
mm-hmm.
all the way there yet, believing
their
little connection, you know, that whole scene of, you know, them in the summer was probably the most ridiculous kind of crap writing I've ever seen, really, lately. So, I mean, that was about as bullshit as Diego killing Georgie. So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it really
was.
Oh,
my God, I do. Well, it's because I like Diego and George together, and then for him to come back as a killer and kill her, I was like, what?
Yeah,
that does not make any sense for him to kill her. You do not realize it.
He's in love with her.
Yeah, he was. And I remember, I think the last thing he said to her before he disappeared for, 3 months and then in the middle of a Maxie and Lucky storyline was, I'm going to fight for you or something like that. And then it was, gone. Never talk to her ever again. I was like, what? Like, you're just going to drop it. Because I guess there wasn't many Diego and Georgie fans, but still, it made no sense for him to come back and kill her. I'm like, no.
I'm still thinking that maybe somehow in the future we're going to find out that maybe Diego had a twin or something, and that maybe Diego is alive somewhere and he couldn't fend for himself, and his evil twin came back and was the one that, did it. But I'm thinking that Georgie is actually alive still somewhere. I know fans...
I would love that to happen.
I mean, I know fans who are still, refusing to believe that she's dead. And, you know, I think that, you know, because Spinelli and Maxie are together now, I think Georgie coming back in, you know, a year or so could be really interesting to, you know, that story because, I mean, it's so funny because I don't think Georgie was really in love with Spinelli. I think she just really liked him a lot. And to make the story more dramatic, you know, they kept saying that, Georgie was in love with Spinelli. And then, you know what I'm saying? Because they do that a lot with soaps. It's like, kind of something that's so simple. They make it seem really epic. You know, like Maxie and, you know, Lulu when, you know, they weren't exactly best friends when they were rooming together, and there was that whole question of whether, you know, Maxie and Johnny had gotten together and Lulu had accused them. I mean, that there was that scene where they had that big fight and, you know, Lulu was like, you know, Maxie, you're my best friend. You know, how could you do that? But it's like, but we as the viewers know that they really weren't best friends. They just worked together and science room. You know what I'm saying? So it's like soap operas do that a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised if, say, if something dramatic was happening for Spinelli and Maxie, like when they decide to really do get married, as Georgie just kind of showed up to add a little bit of trouble, even though maybe she won't, I mean, not like she's going to take Spinelli away or anything, but, you know, it adds drama.
Well, yeah, and for me, Christy, you know, my little fights, you know, no matter what, at the end of the game, end of the day, I know Jason and Liz is the end game. Okay, we might have to go through, I hope it's okay to say hell on the air. Is it, Christy?
You can say anything on the show. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I didn't know that, but, you know, even if we have to go through hell full intro.
You can swear on all these other shows. You can say whatever you want.
Well, I didn't know that. I felt like the FCC might come and, I don't know, do something. I didn't know. But, no, I just think right now, like, we were talking on YouTube the other night. I still think everyone is in this dream. Like everyone is in the dream and everyone is just, a lot of people are dreaming. I still think something about because all these storylines are not making sense to me.
You know, you might be onto something there. I mean, I don't think that GH is currently in a bit of a dream, but I have heard that, you know, the writers, they've seen what Lost, you know, they've seen some of these shows like Lost and some of the other ones, and they've been wanting to kind of experiment with the storytelling. So I wouldn't be surprised to say somehow, I wouldn't be surprised if GH was to ever be canceled or, be, you know, have to end, if we found out that, like, all along, one of the main, you know, this is, like, you know, I mean, you know, one of the characters has, like, been dreaming this entire time, and this has been the big story, you know? I mean, it would be really interesting, because, I mean, you think about, you know, when I think that show Dallas was on, and when that show
yeah.
ended, you know, you had that big surprise of, like, somebody was dreaming, or, you know, I can't remember, but there was that big shocking
yeah.
reveal that, like, everything you thought that was true was actually just an entire dream. So I wouldn't be surprised if GH was the end for us to find out that it was, you know, a huge dream and maybe, you know, something like that. So,
well,
but I don't know
like
if right now.
If, in the past, like, 6 months or 8 months?
No, I mean, I mean, I don't think right now GH is currently, like, in a dream or anything like that.
Well,
I think most of the storylines make a lot of sense. I mean, it just, you know, I mean, this is a soap opera, so people are going to get new love interests every couple of years. It's just something you have to deal with. I mean, Sunny gets a new love interest, like, every year. So,
well,
they've
got a used love interest.
Yeah, but the thing is, the thing I have a problem with is they since sort of died when that building fell on top of him. Oh, he should have been, like, I don't know, I'm sick of them, or not having sex
Superman,
with Sam.
Superman, come on.
Okay, no.
That does not make sense at all. How do you get shot in the leg,
yes.
in the shoulder, and be able to lift some woman up on a table and then carry her to a bed and make love to her? How does that make logical sense?
Yes.
It makes no sense.
I would like
I
the
mean,
writers to explain that to me.
See,
so
I, mean,
I mean, we know Jason's got superpower strength, so I guess, you know, you just have to.
Okay.
I just can't believe
I guess
that.
You can pop, you know, your wounds just for about 20 minutes to have sex. I guess that's fine. I guess it's
well,
a grace period or something. You know, what is that?
Oh, by the way, it's 28 minutes, and the number of calling is 347-850-8721, and call us and tell us what you think about GH, so the firing of Victor Newman with some people are happy, some people are really, really jumping out of their seats happy. And calls to tell you, ask what you think about the whole One Life to Live firing of, why can't I ever remember? Thank you. Because I was a fan of Natalie and what's his face? Even though I can never remember his name. But I want to say that sexy little guy that I want to have fun with. That's what I call him, you guys, because he is just so good looking. And have you guys heard why he got fired? Because he's too cute to get fired. So, fine, laugh at me, all of you guys. Yeah, just laugh at me. But have you guys heard why my guy got fired? I mean, from One Life to Live, has anyone?
I don't think I've heard why he's gotten fired or why he left. I mean, I don't focus too much on One Life to Live, but I have seen a couple of posts about him being fired. You know, I mean, I think it's, I don't know, I mean, whenever you hear somebody getting fired from a soap opera, I don't know if it's always exactly as we, I'm sure it's, you know, firing
yeah.
is such a strong word, so it's like, I'm sure, you know, these guys weren't fired, but it just sounds, it just sounds, you know, worse and wants everyone, you know, to put hate on the people that fired him, so, I mean, it might have just been something where he was like, you know, didn't want to do something. I mean, I've heard a lot lately where One Life to Live has let go of some of their characters because they refused to do something in the story, so maybe he got a script and didn't like it and said, I'm not going to do it, you know, like, with Greg Vaughn, I heard he got fired, too. So, I mean, maybe, you know, with Greg Vaughn, he was just like, well, if you're not going to give me a real story, then I want to leave. Just like, you know, and the same thing happened to, you know, Lynn's Letterman, who played, you know, Georgie, whatever. She wanted a story, and they said, well, we don't want to give you a story right now, so they killed her off. So, I mean, who knows really
yeah.
what happened, if they were fired or not. So,
I'm
just
going to
say one thing
yes.
about the whole Greg Vaughn thing, I didn't really get to comment on that. So the whole, like, Jonathan Jackson coming back, my friend
oh, okay.
Taylor texted me about it, and I didn't even know it was happening. I was kind of out of the loop because I just returned from a trip, but I was like, okay, wow, like, wow. Yeah. Like, really? Because,
yep.
Okay, and the first thing I thought of was, wow, GH must be really, really desperate for rain.
Uh-huh.
Because that's, like, got to be a rain
mm-hmm.
play. I mean, why else would you bring Dawson Jackson back now? And it's not even like they're writing that well for Lucky anyway. So to have him back, he's going to have to act out probably really crappy stuff unless they come up with some really good storyline for him, which, you know, GH writers, feel free to blow me away on that one because I just can't really picture it. And, Corey, you said he was mostly going to have scenes with Tony.
Yeah, Christy, that's why I read. This is
yeah.
why I read. So, I mean, when you read
that's
stuff,
crazy. I
want to
see
like,
his needs if he's going to come back, you know?
I mean,
I think he was coming. I don't know if this is exactly a move done to get the ratings up. I mean, I haven't really seen recently, but I mean, you know, I think if the writers are worried about ratings and stuff like that, I mean, I think GH, to be honest, has been better now than it has been. And, you know, I mean, I thought. Like now and kind of like most of the summer and kind of I guess from maybe from like April I thought GH, you know, up to this point has been really, really good. So I mean you got the whole Dante and you know, Sunny storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So there's I feel like
yeah.
you got Slate Maxi, so there's a lot of good storylines. So the writers just might have been like, well, maybe they're just trying to find more ways to kind of branch off, and they know that there are a lot of Lucky and Elizabeth fans and Spencer
right.
fans. They're thinking, well, you know, GH was really good when that first Lucky was on, so that maybe we'd just approach him. And, you know, he might have only agreed to it because they offered him, like, you know, a six-month contract. Because from what I've heard, Jonathan Jackson doesn't seem to like to do long-term stuff. So, you know, I mean, that's what I've always heard. So, you know, he might have just been coming on and, you know, it might spike up the ratings. It might not, though, because you can have a great actor who, I mean, look at Sarah Brown, you know, who came on, that sort of, you know, did a little bit to the ratings, and then
mm-hmm.
her character got trashed, and now she's leaving. So if the same thing could happen to Jonathan, you know, they could, the ratings could go up for a little bit, and then maybe his character gets better, or it doesn't get better, and then it was a waste. So I don't know if it was exactly the thing for the ratings. I mean, I don't think Journal Hospital has to worry about anything in terms of ratings or being canceled, because if there are, you know, if there are worse soap operas out there, it's, you know, All My Children, and I guess One Life to Live would be after that. I mean, I did a whole research paper last year on ratings and soap operas, and there's really nothing that anybody, I think, really needs to worry about. I mean, the problem with soap operas is all with the writers. It's really nothing else.
But
so.
I think, and this me, is I think he's coming back because he always wanted to work with Tony Gilroy again. I mean, that's just my feeling. Because he respected Tony Gilroy too. But from everything I read over, like, because I was up to 2 o'clock trying to reach this, why now, Crescent, is mainly they said, every boat I was on, they said, well, he's going to be working more with Tony and Tyler Christopher than anyone else. So, because they have that whole Cassadine Spencer feud coming up. And I thought, wait a moment, I thought that was always solved, you guys. I thought this whole Cassadine Spencer feud, I thought that was always solved.
I don't know.
Brittany?
Yeah, I do find it interesting how suddenly the Cassadines, you know, Nicholas seems to have a bit of a story now, and they're coming back. But see, I just have no interest particularly like in, you know, the whole Spencers and the Cassadines. Like
mm-hmm.
that was another generation. I don't really care for that stuff. I care more for the mob stories. I mean, I'm a film major, so I'm more into that. I mean, I'll watch it. I'm not one of those people who's like, well, I only like, you know, this scene. I'm going to fast forward through everything else. I'll watch
well,
the entire
yeah.
episode, and I have, you know, favorite characters in the stories, but, like, I mean, you know, they might have thought, you know, if they're going to do this big, it sounds like they're gearing up for a big Cassadine, you know, Spencer story, so they might have figured, let's bring on somebody who, you know, is really at home with those kind of stories. So they, you know, they approached Jonathan, and this time around, he was like, hey, yeah, I'll do it. So, I mean, the economy's not so good, so if somebody's going to offer you money for a job, you know, why not take it? So.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not, you know, saying that he should have not taken it or anything. It's just, you know, even though I've been watching the No Hospital since high school, and so I, you know, was not even a fan of Lucky and Elizabeth way back then, when, yeah, the acting was so good and they were so wonderful together. I think I was more into Sunny and Brenda than I was into Lucky and Elizabeth. And then when Elizabeth got hooked up with Jason, well, that was the end of my Sunny and Brenda fascination. I fell in love with Jason and Elizabeth by then and there, and it had not stopped. You know, so Elizabeth, you know, going for Xander, for, you know, I mean, I'm having a real problem with this whole Elizabeth and Nicholas thing. I cannot stomach it. It just doesn't feel right. It feels like, okay, you are having sex with your brother-in-law. Okay. All right.
Well,
that's
I don't know. I mean, I actually have kind of warmed up a little bit to Elizabeth and Nicholas. I think it's just because it hasn't been done before. I mean, I can't ever see them as a long-term couple. Like, I can't see them really moving on and getting married and having kids or anything like that. I see them as, you know, just really like a fling, you know. So, I mean, I don't really want Elizabeth to go on to, you know, be with Nicholas and have that whole, you know, fairy tale kind of thing. But
yeah.
I see them as just being, you know, a little bit of a fling until they bring back Emily.
Yeah, and after they bring back Emily, and Elizabeth can be with Jason, and everything is all right with the word. That's how I feel. Brittany, who was going to say the next thing? Brittany?
I think y'all pretty much said everything as far as the news and all that goes. I don't know if I really have an opinion. I feel bad for Greg Barnes. That's about it.
I just feel like they kind of had Greg Barnes in a little corner because, you know, the summer when he said, I'm staying, you guys don't have to worry, but he kind of had to backtrack it.
Yeah.
You know? Brittany, is there anything you want to vent because we have 17 minutes remaining?
Adam and Victor on my shit list on Lionar. It's not even like love to hate. Like, I just hate those characters. And the story's good. You know, Michael Muni's doing a good job as a new Adam, and Eileen Davidson is doing her thing. But that story just needs, like, how long is this going to go on? You know what I mean? It's like, it seems like this is the longest storyline ever. And the whole heart transplant thing pisses me off. I don't know what they're going to do with Victor now. I mean, it's going to take a lot of good writing to redeem this character right now. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with it.
I agree. I just think if Victor Newman is actually out because of contract, and there are so many rumors that he might not even be coming back, you know, that is pretty huge. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, for a moment I laughed, and then I thought of the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
You know, so.
They still have Jack, so.
Heather?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay. Is there anything you want to say? Because I'm trying to give everyone a little time because it's 15 minutes and I'm actually watching the clock. I don't know why I'm watching the clock.
Nothing really. I mean, I think GH has been really good lately. I mean, I think I have to say I'm really surprised at how well the writing has been with Dante and Sonny, you know, Dante being the, you know, the federal agent and stuff like that, because before, you know, Dante had come on or when he started showing, you know, having scenes or whatever, a lot of people were talking about whether that was going to happen, whether Dante was going to be like an FBI agent undercover, and it was like I wasn't going to give GH really the credit for writing something so well because it was like, oh, they won't think of that. And,
well,
you know,
yeah.
I'm really happy to see that he is an undercover agent. He's kind of starting to struggle with, you know, all the connections he's made. And I really love Lulu and Dante. Like, their slow buildup of relationship. I feel like Lulu's finally got herself. I mean,
well,
I'm a hardcore, you know, Johnny and Lulu fan. But at the same time, though, I mean, you know, you have to sometimes just understand when a couple is, you know, going to move on. And I still don't think Johnny and Lulu are over yet. I think that when this truth about Dante comes out, I think Olivia is going to be so wrapped up with Sonny, and Johnny might be feeling so betrayed by Olivia.
Yeah.
And, you know, the betrayal, too. I could see Johnny and Lulu sleeping together again, and who knows what will happen, you know, there. I mean, I don't think they're ready to, like, have Lulu be pregnant again and do all those types of cliche stories. But, Jace has been pretty good, you know, lately with that story. And, I mean, you got Spilly and Maxie, and they're pretty cute. I mean, I'm interested in how their story
goes.
Yeah,
my favorite second couple. But it's like, you know, and, you know, like you said, some couples, yeah, you have to move on from that couple. Well, I cannot move on from Jason and Liz until I die. Hopefully I won't die for like 70 years. And Maxie and Spinelli are my second couple. But I think when this Dante and Lulu thing comes out, I mean, when it's a fast build, but when Dante, when people find out that Dante is Sonny's son, the crap is going to hit the fan like it's never hit before. And, I mean, come on. I mean, if they last as a couple, Lulu, Dante and Lulu, you have a Spencer and a Quintical, okay, Quintos. I hate his last name. Thank you.
All of Sonny is based off of The Godfather, all those movies.
Well,
Sonny,
I love The Godfather. I have no problem with The Godfather. I just think when Claudia goes out, you guys, I want Carly to have a nice slap and a nice whack on her face and maybe take a fire poker and poke her one. And then I want Jason to finish the job.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, I'm not a Claudia lover. I'm sorry. She's done too much to be redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
And please, no one send me hate mail on my hatred for Claudia, because I got my first hate mail the other day. It was really nice.
I still kind of like Claudia, because I feel like every soap opera needs that crazy woman or guy, that person who's just not all there. And I feel like Jeet hasn't really had one of those characters in a long time. Mm-hmm. Except, I mean, because, you know, Logan, I don't think really counts. I mean, Logan, you know, I don't really see him as your class. He didn't really go, like, full-on crazy. I think he just kind of, you know, he just was a loss for a little bit. Whereas Claudia, she's really kind of become, she has these moments, these scenes where she's just very much, like, not all there, and she's very much crazy. And so I kind of like the fact that, you know, I mean, I've always wanted Jeets to try to, like, bring back, like, a Faith Roscoe
woman.
Claudia failed desperately. I mean, that was Claudia. It was kind of, I think, supposed to be like that. She just, that was, you know, failed miserably, kind of.
I loved Faith Roscoe. I thought Faith Roscoe was the ultimate psycho. And I loved to hate her, and I missed her. And once he died, I was very, very sad because, you know, you could blame Faith on everything on Jace, and it made your whole day. And I was sad when they killed her off. Yes, she could not be redeemed either. And, you know, I just think General Hospital I mean, okay, what did you guys think of when someone tells you, because your couple is not together at this moment, about the boycotting? Well, I mean, because...
I think boycotting is a bad idea.
You
know, like, I feel like to say, well, I'm not going to watch GH because my couple isn't together, that doesn't really do anything, because that just brings the ratings down, and right now the ratings are so down and bad anyways that, like, I don't feel like messing with the ratings is really any good, because that affects kind of the writing of all the other characters and the overall show. So I think I also just don't think that really accomplishes anything, boycotting the show, because they've got so many people watching that, you know, a few thousand, you know, I mean, you'd have to get a million people to stop watching, not just, I mean, you'd have to go out in real big numbers, and just a few people not watching is not going to do anything. What you do is you just call in, and you try to be respectful, and you write letters and things like that.
Yeah.
And I've heard where it honestly has really worked if you, you know, if you're respectful. I mean, and then the writers, you know, maybe will listen, so... You know,
yeah,
I don't believe in the whole boycott
thing. I don't
think
they listen to writing and letters and phone calls, the common line. I just don't think it works, which is, I think, why a lot of people are not watching. And, you know, my reason for not watching, you know, number one would be Jason Elizabeth, but there's a lot of other things going on the show that's not making sense to me. There's characters that have gotten killed off, like Georgie and Diego, and... like, some of my favorite characters, and then some of my characters that used to be my favorite are not really my favorite anymore. Like, I really used to like Lulu, and then they started annoying me, and just a bunch of things. And I really like Spinelli, too, but I don't really like him with Maxie. There's nothing really left for me to watch except Patrick and Robin, and that's about the only thing I like on General Hospital.
But I think having this radio show and watching all the different soaps, and I mean, I know in my heart that Jason and Elizabeth are the end game, and they are going to get back together. And I believe that the soap banners and everything else is helping. And everyone I've talked to, I believe that the Jason and Sam thing was such a bad idea, that I believe that we are going to get Jason and Elizabeth back sooner than probably we were ever going to get them back.
I can't stand watching a show with them together. I can't do it. I can't.
Well,
I don't know.
It's too difficult on me to like, I mean, I even tried watching one day, I think, when I was on vacation, and I'm just like, all right, give it a shot. Just watch it anyway. Just torture yourself. And I'm like, okay. And then they would cut from Patrick and Robin to Jason and Sam. I'm like, no, I don't love them together. And I just couldn't do it for longer than, like, 30 minutes.
What I tell myself when I see Jason and Sam together, I just see that, you know, Sam thinks maybe she's got Jason, whatever. The truth of the matter is Jason's settling with her. He can't have what he really wants. You know, I mean, I like Jason Elizabeth because, you know, I always like those love stories of, like, forbidden love kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I mean, you know, I respect Jason Elizabeth for, you know, what it was. And, you know, that just nurse and the hitman storyline is such a great story. And, I mean, I'm sad that it's over, but I don't think it's, you know, I mean, they'll come back again in a few years, you know, when Jake is struggling, you know, they'll come back. But for right now, I think it really is Jason and Elizabeth. But, you know, it's a soap opera. I mean, you know, I'm sure there are lots of Jason and Sam fans who, you know, couldn't stand seeing what we saw. So you've got to have a balance. And I think you've got to kind of be fair to the other fans, too, because they've been waiting. And so I try not to get so all bottled up into it and say, like, oh, I'm not going to watch it because, it's just a soap opera, and I watch it because sometimes I've got nothing else to do, and sometimes I got homework, and then I got to do that. So if I don't watch it, it's not so much a big deal anymore. It's just kind of like, if it's on, what else am I going to do at, you know, 2 o'clock? Well, I might as well just watch this, and someone will laugh, and so, you know, why not? So that's why
The way I see it is I want my couple back because watching those two, because I want to watch because I need my Spinelli, Carly, Jason fix, and if I have to have those kind of fix, then I have to, you know, see Sam, and I don't like seeing Sam because he could give me nightmares for the rest of my life. So, by doing that, I will make every call. I will do anything I think of because those two do not belong together. You do not say, I want you dead for stealing my son, and then go have sex with him. That, to me, will never make sense. Sorry.
Yeah, I think with Jason and Sam, like, I will be annoyed if in the next, you know, however long that they last, if, like, I'm okay with Jason and Sam as long as Jason doesn't have any kind of family with Sam. But if Sam was to somehow get pregnant, if he somehow raises a kid with her, then I'll be up the wall about that because that disrespects the beauty of sort of Jason and Elizabeth and how he wants to give up his love and all that stuff for, you know, he wanted to protect Jake and stuff like that. So if they ever write some kind of story where Jason gets a daughter and has that with Sam, I'll be really disappointed. I'll be very upset at the disrespect of kind of the whole reason that, they, you know, Jason and Elizabeth couldn't be together was because it was too dangerous for Jake. So why is it, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but number one is Z-H is so, they want to say they are so stupid credible all the time about their writing. Sam cannot get pregnant again.
Yeah, but come on, you know, this is a soap opera. You know it's
going
to get the miracle baby.
Okay, please don't say that because we do not want to give ABC
any ideas,
okay, because, you know, okay, that's the worst idea, but, yeah. Okay, we have 3 minutes of the show, and I promised my brother-in-law who turned 40 that I would wish him a happy 40th birthday, even though I don't think he's that old, that he's turning 40. So happy birthday, Pete. And does anyone want to comment? Oh, did any of you see Grey's Anatomy really quick, the season premiere last week?
Well, I watched Grey's Anatomy last week, I wasn't able to watch it live, but when I watched it, I was kind of disappointed, I have to say. I kind of thought there was going to be more of a dramatic reaction at George being dead. I mean, I even was a little offended by the whole scene of them laughing.
I
seemed like something that would happen, but there was a part of me that was just kind of slightly, like 10% kind of offended by.
I wasn't because I could see that happening in my personal life with someone. So I could see that happening at a funeral. So I thought that could happen. So you guys have to promise to call back next week and tell everyone you know about us and how friendly we are and how nice we are and, yeah, how this is your second favorite talk show besides Christy C. And Christy, if you want to give a plug in for you, so you have like a minute remaining.
Well, www.blogtalkradio.com/liaisonradio, where we talk about Jason and Elizabeth like all the time. That's Friday. Right now it's 9 p.m. Eastern. If it changes, it'll be on the Twitter or Facebook with the Liaison Radio name. And that's about it. My friend Lisa has a show about Castle at www.blogtalkradio.com/castlefanlisa. That she just started up, all about that TV show that might be in danger of getting canceled. So you can tune in to that show, too.
Okay, well, we have like 10 more seconds. We will see you all back here next week. Brittany, got anything to say really quick?
Make sure you watch Days on Friday. Crystal Chappelle's going to be on.
Okay. Okay, bye you guys.
All right, bye.
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 Bye.